Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Today is Friday, June 29th, 2018. I am not sure how this year has flown by. And, you know, most people I know don't either. So, you know, it's a common saying around these parts. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you on Fridays with topics and guests discussing living your purpose, whatever that might mean, how you came to achieve it, how they came to know what it is, and best of all, how to give you some ideas to live your own purpose, whatever that might mean to you. We have been on the air about 5 years. Actually, we've been on the air about almost 7 years. I've been hosting about five. The topic today that we are discussing is Positive News Month, and that has been around about 5 years now, which is just amazing to me for the thought process of living my purpose and some reality in that. Before I get into that topic, I want to just tell you how you can participate in this show, how you can be a part of it, and all that fun part, the stuff that's there. The song you just heard is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. The writers are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. That song became part of this show as a way of sharing the positive message we as True Trinity wanted to portray in the world. You know, it's not a ego song. It's an attitude song. And I think there's a difference in that. You know, we find out every day and every moment where we're supposed to be, what our purpose is. Some people find it faster than others. Some have to go through lists or processes and all that to find out what really is their purpose and what they're meant to do. Some people find it very quickly. You know, whatever it is. And you know what? And sometimes that changes day to day, depending upon the people we're with, who we want to share with, the events that happen in our lives. And I want to say a little bit more about that in a few minutes as well. As I need to acknowledge some stuff that's going on in the world. You can participate in this show in a couple of ways, though. The first is to, if you are on the Blog Talk Radio show page, please do consider scrolling down to the chat room, which is open for you. That allows you to put any comments, feedback, questions in there. On this part of the show. However, the other thing that you can do is if you are on the show page also, there is a Skype button that allows you to be part of the show. And last but not least, you can also call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Oh, there is one more way that you can comment. Now, not everybody gets to listen to this show live, which is perfectly fine. But instead, what they end up doing is listening to the archive show
and they may still want to participate in all of what's happening here. And so if you do that and you are part of Facebook, I invite you to be a part of this show by going to the Facebook page called Purpose Talk Conversations. Now, if none of that works, or if you are someone who wants to be a part of this show, if you know someone who would be a great guest, if you yourself would like to be a guest on the show, you can send an email too, and we can post that into any of our discussions for you, as well as get you involved in the show. And that is at, you can send an email to Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. Now know that the Facebook page has got a piece pinned to the top of, Facebook group has got a post pinned to the top of it so that you can participate in this show and the discussion anytime over there, whether you're listening to it archived or live. So that's how that all works. I think I got all of the information for you on there that we want to celebrate and discuss as far as business is concerned on this show. And so we can go into our top four today. So the topic is Positive News Month 2018. Now, in order to really acknowledge this, I have to discuss something that's going on in the world right now. And that's been going on in the world for a while. That is our shootings at places where, you know, people would not expect to have that problem going on. That would be mainly in the workplaces. That would be where people go to school, all of that. We know that those are not places where people would expect to get shot. So today, my heart, my prayers, my thoughts go out to the people of Annapolis and especially those at the Capital Gazette newspaper where there was a shooting yesterday and five people are dead. A couple others are injured and the shooter was taken into custody. The shooter was known to the folks at the newspaper and there are some theories that he in there because he was angry at either how he was portrayed in the story or something, something about some libelous things. He made threats or someone made threats to the paper before the shooting happened. And I don't know what happened with those threats. But the reason I bring this up and the reason I often do bring up or share some of these stories that are not what we want to hear is that there needs to be other pieces associated with this that don't dwell on the negativity of it. In this case, there actually are a couple of pieces, believe it or not, that positive news related to this whole thing. One is that the police were on the scene within what was said to be 60 seconds. Whether they were real close or what heard the shots or were contacted by phones, however it was, they basically flew to the scene. In that, having SWAT team, FBI, all that involved, they were medical. There's a medical clinic involved in the building where the newspaper also is housed. So there was lots that needed to be protected very quickly. In addition to that, in addition to them losing about 25% of their staff, those that were left continued to put out the news for the next day. They still had a job to do, and they felt that the best way to mourn the loss of their colleagues was to do what they all did every day, and that was to get the news out. Now, I do hope that those people do take some time to mourn and to do what they need to do to handle the situation, because there is, nobody knows a person will mourn a loss, and it may not hit them for quite some time. It may hit them next time they have to go out to a shooting spree. It may hit them the next time they have to, when they see a article that was written by their colleague. It may be when they go by the front desk where that administrative assistant died. It'll hit them in different ways. And we all grieve in different ways. At the same time, for most of us to go through that grief process, we ultimately come to a point where we find the good memories, those things that spur us on, those things that make us smile when we remember that person. And hopefully in the process of this shooting, any other shootings that are going on in the world today, we are able to smile at the memory of that we have no longer get the physical contact with them. Because that's how we bring the positive and the memories and add our endorphins and all that, increase our own personal energy, is by finding positive ways to do things and ways to smile and laugh. So now to get heavier into, or more into, the topic of today, specifically, which is Positive News Month, Positive News Day, sharing, being a part of positive stuff in the world. So, it was 5 years ago that I was writing for a online magazine. And happened to say, let's see, how do we do this? It came up that I was able to, I landed on a day that was called Create Your Own Holiday Day. And really what that meant is, okay, what am I going to do with this? So I wrote the column that said, hey, my column at that point said, my day is Positive News Day, and it's going to be July 15th. I just arbitrarily threw a date and a time out. And what I wanted out of that was for news media outlets, and whether traditional or freelancers, to write something positive, to find the positive news stories that were out there, and to share them with others, whether it meant writing something new or whether it meant sharing off of someone else's. That's what I wanted to see and hear in my news. And you may ask, where did that come from? And for me, it came from being in journalism, traditional journalism, for about a dozen years, beaten down by the accidents, the sickness that was shared, the taxes going up and people getting fed up with it, the annual stories that just didn't do anything for people's psyche. Most of my time in journalism, however, was spent in writing feature stories. Those were the feel-good stories. Those were the ones that were about people, places, things that were happening. Sometimes they were theater reviews or book reviews. Sometimes they were about a band. Sometimes they were about, you know, teachers retiring, and what did they want to leave to their successors. Sometimes it was about the group who decided to support the Christmas parade when it was on its way out the door because they didn't have enough funding. The Eagle Scouts and their awards. For some reason, news and features came to have news being the more, I want to say, unfortunately, negative pieces, whereas the features were the fun things that were out there. So that was kind of hard. To me, it doesn't make sense why the two are separate. To me, it doesn't make sense why we are not finding the front page story above the fold to be something other than if it bleeds, it leads, which was the concept that we often used. I wanted to see a story that would make me feel good above that fold, because that's the type of things that made me want to open the newspaper. When I heard something good going on the promos for the newscast, when I heard the good things, that's when I wanted to turn into that cast. It wasn't when I heard about the shootings. I know that's kind of interesting to people, but as a journalist, I didn't want the hardcore stuff. I wanted some of the fun to make the hardcore palatable, to make it something I could actually handle. You know, there's people I know that are still in journalism. These people I know that have been there for years, kind of were born into it, and will retire from it. You know, if that's what they're able to do, I wish them the luck. I couldn't do it anymore. I lost something somewhere, somehow. I lost a part of myself in having to do the hardcore news. The toughest ones, of course, were shootings and suicides. Homicides, suicides. Toughest ones. Because I was forced to go out and say to somebody, hey, how do you feel about? When doggone it, I didn't even want to ask. I didn't want to. Because it was kind of a given. What I wanted to share is, what do you want to tell me about the person you just lost? And those were the questions I asked. Even back then, I tried to change the stories around. The what do you want the world to know about the person you just lost? So that's what I shared. And that's what I wanted to share in creating Positive News Month.
And again, those other stories are important. We need to know what's going on with our government. We need to know what's going on with the world in other countries, especially if we're travelers. We need to know if it's safe or not. All of those are still needed. So what's happened with positive news over the last 5 years? How has it progressed? How have we, those who are involved with me, shared this phenomenon? This initiative, actually, is the better word. We have gone, there's a website. There's two of them. It's positivenewsmedia.org and positivenewsday.com. They're pretty much the same site. We're on it. We have shared positive news as we see it, as we find it. Over the years, we've been able to add more sources of positive news to our list. This year, one of the blog posts, what we decided to do is go into Instagram and find the positive sources there. And they've been listed on in the blog for this year. And we'll list them on positive news sources a little later this month. So far, we've got actual media outlets and links to them in the United States and in the UK. We also have Facebook pages and Facebook groups. We're going to go out and add some Twitter also this year. If you want to be listed in that, if you know a positive news outlet, even if it's quotes, if it's funny stories, if it's humor, things that cheer you up, please do.
Drop us an email and let us know
where those are, because we may miss them. And, let us have those links. So, again, that email is Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. We also have Cindy at positivenewsmedia.org as one of the other email addresses. So you can do any of those. So again, if you'd like to participate in this discussion, I would love it. You can call us at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. I apologize for the phone call if you came in. If you heard it beeping in, I had a do not disturb on my phone and it still came through that. So again, where did all this come from and why is this? So what we've also done over the years is we've created a video. We've created a song. We've added things every year to broaden the base of positive news. And the cool part is every year, seriously, there are more and more places, more and more sources we list. Also, if you'd like to invite your news media to participate in this, a month-wide initiative to make sure every day there's something positive in the newspapers, in the newspapers or magazines during the month of July, and especially a hyper focus on July 15th. Get a hold of me for that, and I've got a press release you can send directly to that as well. If you'd like to be somebody who writes those, shares those stories, that would be even better. Well, I want this to go year-round, and the Facebook page does go year-round. We've not been quite as good about the website, and that's more apt during July than it is the rest of the year. We'd love to have writers for if you're traditional, if
I'll find out in a moment if I am talking over the song that I was going to play for you. Somehow my phone disconnected in the process of this. And I am not sure exactly whether we are back on the air live with the song or whether I still need to play that. It does not look like the song was actually playing. So what I'd like to share with you is the positive news song. You can hear that. It looked like it was playing, but for some reason it did not. So here we go.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives. I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
We are the change. We are the change. So, as I was saying, you know, if you want to be one of those people who writes these articles, it doesn't matter if you are consider yourself a traditional writer or not, or if you're someone who writes all the time. That would be... You know, it doesn't matter. However you write, we'd love to have you be a part of this and to share this in the process. So what we want and what we've got in all of this is I just realized that my show posting had a wrong phone number in it for people to participate, as I correct that. Boy, oh boy, you know, things happen. Wrong typing, wrong messing. So I apologize if some folks are just finding it and correcting it.
But the phone, correct phone number, 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. I'll have to look at my other posts around and see if I did those correctly. So what I've done is invited anyone who wants to write something about positive anything. If you've got some jokes, if you've got quotes that you love, anything that will bring us out of this time of, I don't know if melancholy is the right word, but bring us out of this time of frustration. You know, what people want to comment on Facebook, it's funny because sometimes, you know, I for one of the few times I've done this, apparently I've done it twice in the last 6 months, but I've put a post when I was having a really bad day, a real bad situation, and got some people to comment on it. And what I am grateful for, though, is that my friends know what I need is a positive spin on something. I need to hear that things are going to be all right. I need that picture that's going to make me laugh to bring me out of whatever's going on in those situations. And so that's what they've posted for me. I am so grateful that they did not go, oh man, that's just so awful, and you know, I know that person is just out to get you or something, because that's not going to help for me. It might help some other people. My friends know it will not help me. And that's why reading something that's more positive is what I need. You know, I don't want the repeated things that remind me that I have to take cover and have the escape plan and all of that every time I pick up a newspaper because of this shooting or the last shooting or whatever. Obviously, we know that has to happen now in our businesses, in our schools, and everything else. We don't want to have the doom and gloom, the fear, the despair going on all the time. That is, most of us don't. Some people thrive on it, and I get that. And, you know, it does happen. At least they think they thrive on it. But then when they get the opportunity to laugh, when they get the opportunity to read something, a feel-good fluff story, you know, the puppies that are just learning to swim and jump into the water, or the ones that are afraid of the water and they jump on that raft and float across the pool, the family pool. You know, those are the kinds of things that tend to get shared even more. Things that I tend to see have thousands and millions, even billions of shares. I tend to watch movies on YouTube. And I look at how many views are on them. One of my favorites is the Hallmark Channel and Hallmark movies. And I do find it interesting that some of those are a little bit low on their count of shares and views. And some of the slash 'em up movies tend to be a bit higher. And I don't know why that is. But if I look at how many of the feel-good movies are on there, there are a lot more than the slash-em-ups. And so I guess in reality, I would expect the numbers to be a little bit lower per video, as people share, as people divide their time in what they want to watch. They get to see more of some of the fun stuff.
as I take a breath here and think about where and how this has been a part of my life also. There's a lot of the groups on Facebook now. When I look at them as well, and I see which ones have more likes on the pages, more followers, more subscriptions into the groups. And, you know, we look at all of that and add it up and say, hey, you know, it's pretty cool that those things exist for us. That they are these memes that people have with fun landscapes, the fun pictures, sunsets, waterfall, clouds. That's what people find to put their memes on. They don't find the gray storm clouds. They don't find the dead flowers. No, they're going to find cheery things, fun things, who are into more positive and want to see more positive things up. We look at the success in the box office of a couple of documentaries. Now, usually documentaries, you know, some people go to them, some people don't. But a lot of times it's like, well, I don't know. I want to go through something else instead. However, there are two very, very successful documentaries out there right now. The one about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the one about Mr. Rogers are real live heroes that inspire us every day. It shows us again that people love, they want to know about the people who make them feel good. You know, when I was growing up, Mr. Rogers was on TV every day. When I was a young kid, before I started school, it was Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers. That's what I watched every day. And then generally, Mom would make lunch, and we'd have lunch while she went off and watched like her soap operas or whatever she was going to watch. Sometimes she watched the news and that, but we weren't exposed to that as kids. You know, Mr. Rogers shared the fuzzy characters he had. He shared the feel-good stories. He shared about careers and his friends. He shared about how to make friends. Those were the things that were important when I was a kid. It wasn't how do I go out and annihilate somebody else on a video game. So the success of those stories, those documentaries, wanting to find out what Mr. Rogers was like. It's unfortunate that it's more posthumously than it was, you know, directly in his life, but that's okay to find out that what he portrayed on TV was really him. It wasn't this guy that was just made up for TV. He wanted to share his real life. He wanted to share who he really was with children. And that's the importance of that documentary. And that's, I think, why it's so successful right now. And why people want to go see it. They're already putting out
promos for Whitney Houston and getting a lot of people on board for watching that as well. People want to know, and I'm sure there's going to be some Hollywood in that. There's some Hollywood in all the movies, even if we are sharing the good about them, about their lives, and the documentaries. But over and above all, it's the good that these people shared with the world that others want to share. So that's the reasoning behind Positive News Month. And those are the types of things we want to share. If you have a review of any of those movies, come on, let's hear it. Be a part of it for us. So to step back to being child and childlike, times we forget about play. And the importance of it. And so, you know, again, that's what Mr. Rogers emphasized, was the importance of children's thoughts, their feelings, of playing, of creativity. As I'm going through my schooling, there are several theorists, mental health theorists, that looked at the importance of play when people as adults come into counseling and can't express what's going on. Those folks do is they go back to a play therapy. They go back to the time when they were kids and somehow they might have been stifled in their creativity, in their being. And we go back to look at that. And we allow people to express whatever they're going through. Maybe it's those scary situations that they can't talk about. They can draw pictures. They can create a environment to go back to that. That's what the play therapy is about in counseling. That's what some of our folks, you know, that say we gain communication as a kid. Pretty much everybody says that. You know, we gain some aspect of our communication before age, a huge part of it before age 7. Most of our language is obtained before age 7. And if we're not able to be kids, if we're not able to share those feelings, when we're scared, when we're sad, when we don't know what to say, if we don't have those words, and we start to bottle that stuff up, that's when, as adults, we tend to find it hard to communicate. That's when as adults we want to go out and beat up and shoot out and destroy things. So some of those theorists, as well as Mr. Rogers, are able to help kids and adults deal with what they find scary, what they find sad, what they want to avoid. You know, and I appreciate those that are able to comment in the chat room and in the feeds and other places to be a part of this show. And I see we do have a caller, and I'm going to bring the caller in on this show and see what is to be said. So, and if you want to participate in the show, please do call us 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. Press the 1 so that we know you do want to talk to us. So, hello, caller 414.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to make a comment about the movies that you were talking about. So
yes.
I remember talking to some people about movies, and I had a friend in particular, and she liked more movies that were related to real life, and often they were really violent. And I told her that I didn't like those kinds of movies. I like to see ones that take me away from reality. And I think a lot of times maybe people feel that way. For example, if they're around things, I think they feel either way. If they're around things on a daily basis that are not very pleasant, you know, if they're in poor neighborhoods or they have poor family life, that they watch things they can relate to. And then I think there also are people that they are in those kinds of environments and they want to watch something that takes them away from that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does.
And I remember watching Mr. Rogers, too, growing up. He was awesome.
Have you been able to see the movie yourself yet?
No, is it on Netflix or is it at the theater?
No, it's in the theater. It's in the theater now.
Is it a documentary or is it a docudrama?
Yep. No, it's a documentary.
I'll have to check that out. That sounds interesting. I remember at 11:30 was Sesame Street, and at 12:30 was Mr. Rogers, and 1 o'clock was nap time.
That's right. At one point, Electric Company, I think, was the other one that was on. That was kind of fun for a while. That didn't last too many years, though. But, yep, exactly. That's kind of my system as well. So, cool.
But it was very positive to watch.
Excellent. So, you know, the overall topic here is positive news and sharing that in light of, yes, we know all the things that are going on in the world and we do have to hear and, you know, and see those to some extent. But what types of things is that the type of news you want to hear and see on a regular basis? If it is, that's fine. Do you want to see some good things mixed into that? What do you think about the current news that we have?
It's very sad. You see a lot of negative stuff on television. The movies, not just movies, but the day-to-day news. I was at work yesterday, and I saw the news clips for things that happened in Maryland, and it really is sad, and I see the things that are happening along our borders right now. It's very depressing. And, you know, honestly, I can't even think of something that I saw in the news recently that was positive. Oh, no, Summerfest opening here in Milwaukee. That's positive. But it's hard to think of things that are positive in the news at all.
Good. Well, that's what Positive News Month is about, is trying to find those good things that are out there. And that's why on our website, positivenewsmedia.org or positivenewsday.com, we are sharing that positive news, is to hopefully help people that are wanting to get away from that stuff, you know, to have some alternatives. So
I don't think there's much right now.
So there you go. Well, I would invite you, of course, to check out the websites. And
are we talking
see
like
where
YouTube?
Some of that is.
Are we talking like major broadcasting channels? Which are you referring to?
There's both, actually. So, okay, so just for some of what we've got is we have the Huffington Press has now a positive news section unto its own. Out here in Milwaukee, Channel 4 has got a positive news section that they broadcast as part of their stuff called Positively Milwaukee. We have, there's many groups and parts that are out there. There's something called Upworthy that only shares positive messages. There's Positive Psychology Center. There's Positive Quotes, Positive Future. There's several positive magazines out there.
online right now, something that's called Positive Magazine. There are a couple of resources called Positive News Media, just like we are. There's one in the UK that is a magazine that only shares positive news on it. And again, there's reasons to mix those things. We're not saying that everything has to be positive, but it would be nice if all of the news media had some positive extensions to it. You know, a part every week or a part, at least during July, Positive News Month, at least every day in July. But in general, you know, at least once a week or once a day or a page of their newspaper, if they, you know, for their regular publications. That's what we're trying to encourage and initiate.
I do like that some news channels, that something's going on that's negative, and then they show, sometimes they show things that are positive about those situations. So, for example, I don't know all the details, but I know in a Waffle House in the United States there was a shooting, and one young man stood up and did what he could to fight against what was going on. Again, I don't know exactly, but they did make a point to show that this young person was trying to help out and put himself in danger. So I do like there are positive things that way. I do appreciate seeing that.
Right. And the specifics of that actually are that a gentleman named James Shaw on the Waffle House shooting in Tennessee was able to step up. Now, he lost his life in the process, but he saved a lot more people from being shot. And it was a CNN story that came out. This was back in April of this year, which was amazing. You know, he basically, he did not die. He ended the shooting.
No, he...
Yeah, he said, you know, he just said, I just want to put it out there that I was a regular person. So, yeah, he survived.
I saw him on, I believe it was the MTV Awards. They were doing movie awards, and the lead actor for the movie Black Panther, he spoke about him and actually gave him his award that he could have for being what he called a superhero. So I do like that. I do find that positive. I like how some media, when there's something awful going on, they do try to find something. The people that helped out, the emergency responders that helped out, I do appreciate that they do that. I think that sometimes makes the bad parts a little easier to, because they try to see how other people were humane in their response. But that's how I feel about that. But I will check out those resources that you just said and try to find more things that are positive.
Yep.
That's exactly what
we're going to strike. You know, exactly. If we have to keep hearing it, try to find something that's, you know, able to take away a little bit. So.
Well, thank you for letting me comment on your show.
Cool. May we have your first name that you came to join us today?
Sure. My name is Tanina.
Okay, Tanina. Well, thank you very much for joining Purpose Talk Radio. And we'd also like
thank
to
you.
Invite you to comment on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations if you are on Facebook. So enjoy
okay,
your day.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So that was pretty cool. We get a caller in there and get their comments on the current state of news and what they think and what we can add to our lives. And again, we take anybody else's comments you might want to put on there. Otherwise, we're probably looking to wind out this show just a little bit here. We do have a couple of more minutes. So again, you know, we're not advocating against the current news, because we do have to hear that stuff. We do have to know what's going on. We do have to have a handle on life in general, and that's okay. What we also need, though, is to balance it. And in every part of our life, we need balance.
that's what Positive News Month, Positive News Day, positive news in general, we're inviting people to do and to have a part of. So let's see. Every week we do share a affirmation to have people be, you know, to use in their life every as they go on, as they go through the week. So I am thinking here as I go to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page where we put that in. Let's see, what would be the affirmation for this week? Well, the affirmation is my computer is going to cooperate. Now, it will be a little more succinct than that because right now the computer is apparently not cooperating online as one would like it to get to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. But let's see, what I will do on that is our affirmation. I'll just type it somewhere else and then put it in. Is, let's see, I am. I am sharing. I'm sharing positivity. No, I'm going to change that. I am finding something positive in all I experience. And I am sharing what I can with others. So there we go. Yes, I am finding something positive in all I experience, and I am sharing what I can of it with others. There's the affirmation for this week that I'd like to share with you all. And again, Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you on Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. We do have guests. We do have topics related to living your purpose, whatever that might mean, how you came to know what it is, how you came to achieve it, and any suggestions you might have for other people and how they can live their purpose. Today, we think our purpose is to be more positive in the world. We also have a sponsorship opportunities with the show, and one would be with True Visions Travel for Service Travel Company. They are available at TrueVisionsTravel.com, TrueVisionsTravel.com. If you wish to be a part of the show, send an email to Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at PurposeTalkRadio.com. And also our by the group True Trinity, and they are at TrueTrinity.com. And so let's see, anything else that we need to tell you? As I think I said several times, positivenewsmedia.org is the website for you to get additional information about the positive news resources. You can click on the resources. You can share it. You can see the video that is with the positive news theme song. You can share some stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Love to know if you've got that positivity into your life and you want to write about it. That's great. Even if you just want to share the links that are from other resources of positivity that you know about. We'd like those as well. So having said all of that wonderful thing, we just lost the theme song for positive news, as we just lost the internet connection apparently for the show. So I'm going to try and find it another way.
and hopefully you can hear it that way better. Folks.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives. Won't be the change that's come. Let's change perspective and be accepted. We'll live as the world one story at a time. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Feel the change is coming. Because the change is coming. We'll find the positive. Replace the negative. We'll see the ripples of that the world one story at a time. Believe it. Achieve it. There's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time. Our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow. One story at a time. Believe it. Achieve it. There is story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. Change that's coming.